And so we have the good news today, the glad tidings. It's for everybody. We need to preach the gospel to every creature. And at this time of year, this is a good time to give people the gospel because people are thinking about it. And it's in people's minds, even vaguely. You know, we went out soul winning this morning, and it seemed like people were really friendly when we were out soul winning because they're in that mode where, I said to them, I said, so, you know, you're celebrating Christmas. You know, what are you celebrating? What's it about? Why, you know? And some people didn't know. They said, I don't know. I said, the birth of Christ. Like, oh, yeah, that's not, yeah, now that you say that. Yeah, you're right. I just wasn't thinking about that. You know, so a lot of people, you know, need to be reminded, hey, you know, if we're going to celebrate this holiday, it should be about giving glory and honor to Jesus, if anything. And then it's funny, I was giving the gospel to this girl today, and I asked her, I said, you know, after Jesus died on the cross, what happened 3 days later? 17-year-old girl, and she had no idea what happened 3 days later. Never heard that he rose again from the dead, that he physically walked out of the grave. You know, and like I said, our society's become de-Christianized to where a lot of people don't hear the details of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we need to be like those shepherds and just get the message out. Yeah, you say, well, we didn't see the host and everything. You know, maybe we didn't see the bright sky and the host and the glory to God and peace on earth. But you know what? We have a more sure word of prophecy right here with the word of God. And we need to take the word of God and we need to be like those shepherds and spread the message abroad today and spread it to all men and to get the word out. I wonder if God would have chosen you if you would have been a shepherd living in Israel a couple thousand years ago in the province of Judea. I wonder if he would have come to you or if he would have said, oh, yeah, well, I don't think he's going to tell that many people. I mean, think about that. I don't think he's going to tell that many people. I'm going to go over to the, you know, where the faithful word shepherds are at. You know, they're going to tell people. You know, hopefully that would be said of our church. That if he was, you know, coming to Phoenix and he was going to tell somebody about a major event, he'd say, well, I'll tell the people that are going to get the word out the most. You know, so what kind of a shepherd are you tonight? Are you one that would have spread it abroad? We have the gospel. We have a more sure word of prophecy. We have the good news. We have the truth. Are people going to speak against it? Sure. Is everybody going to accept it? No. Are some people going to get mad? Of course. But we have the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we need to get it out to as many people. And this time of year is a good time to do it because people are thinking about these things right now. And a lot of people are receptive to the gospel right now.